Now, do you recognize it?
No, I don't.
All right, keep it going. It's going to jam here.
Okay.
Let's count to five.
Is that Corey Feldman?
Shut up.
It is a jam when it kicks in.
I don't need you talking right now.
Okay.
Crank it.
Oh, there we go.
It's my new band. It's me on the drums, Hoser.
Is it?
No.
Oh. That'll work.
What is it?
It's Blackfoot, Train Train. How dare you not know that? You're from St. Louis.
I don't
know
it.
And not Gen Z.
I don't know it.
I'm alone on this one.
They were a KC classic.
They were a what?
A KC classic.
This yeah, they were. They were.
I'm going to make people mad by saying I thought that was Motorhead. Because I don't really know what Motorhead sounds like.
Not like that.
Yeah, okay.
No. Uh-uh.
A little heavier.
Yeah.
Lemmy sounds a little bit different.
Happy Alien Abduction Day.
What? What do you mean?
Mm-hmm. It's sort of like National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
This is the day they're supposed to do it?
No, it means if you've been abducted, you get to celebrate.
I thought like they all agreed that
this is the day we all get taken.
You thought it'd be a bigger deal than
that. Yeah, they're like, oh, March 20th.
Yeah, Dave Glover would announce it on KMOX that flowingly.
Okay.
Hey, that's Blackfoot, by the way.
That's the day they're coming.
Watch out for the probing.
Didn't know baseball opening day was today. Didn't know that the aliens were abducting us today.
Yeah. How did they sneak that one in on us?
I mean, nerds knew. We're nerds because we had to set our fantasy lineups for today.
Oh, my God.
For this morning. Yeah. I had buddies that were texting about this game. No joke. They were texting at 5 a.m. when that game started.
Yeah, you need new friends.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Well, I have that. I always have most big conversations on mute, and I can just go check them. I don't need to get woken up.
I was up at 5.
Amy, you want to jump on that text string there and join my guys that
she
are watching?
She was up at 5, didn't know what was going
on.
Yeah,
I was up, and I didn't know what was going on. We had some guy text KMOX and say, I'm a Dodgers fan, and I didn't know what was going on.
Have they done this before? Like, started out?
Yeah, a couple times.
Okay.
That series in particular has some players that are very popular over in both Korea and Japan. Obviously, Shohei Ohtani is very popular in Japan.
How did Ohtani do?
Two hits, a stolen base. Not too bad.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't he put a hole through the roof?
MVP, I think.
I think he hit a foul ball that went through the roof.
Oh, I didn't see that.
119 miles an hour.
Yeah. That sounds right.
So the Dodgers are on track to be 162-0.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice. It's weird, though. They play two games.
Yep.
Then the Dodgers and Padres. Yep. Then they come back home. They're off a couple of days, and they play three exhibition games.
So weird.
So you play regular season games, go back to games that don't count.
Wait.
And then they start with the Cardinals,
what is
the
this?
Dodgers do.
The MLS?
Yeah.
That's what Major League Soccer
does. That's what they
do
with their season.
Yeah. I know it's weird. For practical reasons, I mean, you have to continue playing. You can't just, like, sit for a week. It'd be weird. And you have to give it time because of the time change. Like, they can't, as Rachel knows, like, you wouldn't want to come back and, you know, like, do it closer to the season and come right back and just start playing.
Yeah.
So, and it's important because that's an area of the world where Major League Baseball is immensely popular and it's growing. So if you want to talk about where you can grow and where you can boost revenue and find more players in the future, it's in that area.
Have they talked about, I know that the NFL's made noise about a London team. Has the MLB talked about going overseas?
No. I think the closest I've heard, Ranj, was they were somebody who was floating in Mexico City.
Sounds familiar.
But that has some issues because, like, it's even higher elevation than Denver.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of problems that go along with that. But I don't think it's necessary for Major League Baseball until you get way into the future when you're talking about, like, you need 36 teams or whatever. Right now, they're going to be 32. They'll expand here soon. Probably Nashville, possibly Portland. I mean, there are a couple of different places they might go. But I don't understand the NFL thing at all. I don't understand the obsession with London. Like, I get doing a game there or a couple games there and doing some in Germany because it's a unique thing and the people that are fans over there get excited about it. But I don't understand why you would want that logistical nightmare. How do you convince players to go live overseas essentially for half the year? Are you losing free agents because somebody wants to stay in the States where their family is? Like, I just, what's the tax issue? How does that work? You're going to pay taxes in their currency?
You have to.
Right. This is my point. Like, I just think the logistics are, and the travel, it's all just too much. It's a pipe dream.
Simpler question. We're not going to sign Jordan Montgomery, are we?
No.
Okay.
No. They weren't going to all along. I don't know that it was totally their decision or if it was partly his decision.
There was a thing that's the story from a couple of weeks ago that he was not interested in coming back for whatever reason.
But then wow. There was another one that he was.
Okay.
Like that Boris said something like, yeah, he's open to coming back to St. Louis. I mean,
when the market dries up.
Yeah, I have no idea. But I mean, if they were going to do that, they would have done that a long time ago. I mean, that ship sailed when they signed both Lynn and Gibson. Mm-hmm. If they had signed, you know, Sonny and then not done those other ones and then maybe went a little bigger, then that would have made some sense, which is what I would have done personally.
Okay, so in our oddly continuing most popular segment on the show, Andrew, your cat caught a mouse, brought it upstairs.
Yeah.
Mouse got away.
Yeah.
So this is like a Jason Bourne spy mouse.
It was a rough night. So... this always happens after 10 o'clock, right when, because I go to bed at between 10:30 and 11, so right when I'm like really winding down for the night and it's like, all right, time to relax and go to sleep, that's when my stupid cat comes trotting into the room with a mouse of varying states of alive or death and just drops it, and then just whatever will happen.
Oh, I thought you meant this one mouse was going through varying
that's
states.
That's what I thought, too.
I'm like, that's horrifying.
Wow.
No, all of the mice
dead,
are in varying
alive,
states
dead,
of
coma.
They're flopping around. They're running around. She's done horrible things to them.
Yeah,
I mean, she's
freaked.
A cat.
Right.
Do you let the cat just hang outside all the time?
No, it hangs inside all the time.
And it goes
that's
outside.
Where the mice
and gets,
are.
No, yeah, the mice are inside.
Oh, you got mice inside.
The call's coming
house.
From it's inside the house, Raj.
It's in the coal room.
Yeah, they're in the
There's
coal
a
room in the basement.
Coal
room? You missed the whole thing.
Oh, that's
I
right.
Did.
You guys
okay.
weren't in here yesterday.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I was like, thanks for listening, Chris. So they're in the basement in the coal room. I'm guessing that the coal room is not as well sealed as it should be because it used to have a chute where you drop coal into the basement.
Wow.
They have a mouse chute.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Now it's a chute.
It's a
that,
slide for the mice.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. How can
mice
you blame
go
them?
Swinging into my cat's waiting mouth. And so they're in the basement.
He has such a way with words.
That really got me. Really bothered me.
So the cat then takes them upstairs, presumably so she can present them to us and say, look,
nice cat.
I got you some food.
Cat's doing a great job.
Yeah.
Cat is, she's killing it.
Yeah.
I was telling her, so yesterday I told her, like, all right, give me a mouse, Gigi, because I took her into the cool room and I was like, show me where they are, give me one. And she, like, kind of shrugs at me and she goes up and she whacks one of them that I can't see up in, like, the rafters. She whacks something in the rafters and then rips it out with her mouth.
Wow.
And then while it's, like, thrashing around on the ground, she whacks it again and takes it out.
So I know that you're having some discussions with the ethical treatment of mice people online.
Me too.
And you've gone from putting a bucket of peanut butter in your backseat to tiny guillotines. Like, you're just...
I'm ready
for anything.
Now that they're in the house and now that my cat is throwing them at me 24/7, I've got the bait traps that's like the poison bait or whatever. I would like to nip this problem in the bud, and perhaps ideally I would drive them back, correct? They are the invading force, and I would prefer to put up a phalanx and drive them back out of the home. My cat killing them nonstop all day doesn't seem to be doing the
you
trick.
You did throw one of them into an intersection.
Maybe that's why they're coming for you.
Yeah.
And then you threw another one alive into the garbage can.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, they're going to lose. If you come for the king, you best not miss, all right?
Who are you guys betting on, for real?
I don't know.
The mice, because
the mouse clan.
The mice are going to outlive the apocalypse.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the problem is now the cat brought up a live mouse yesterday and just let it go, I guess, to see what would happen. And then while me and the cat and my wife are chasing this thing around the upstairs, I didn't know what to do. I'm panicking. I don't know what the right thing is. So I grabbed the vacuum. So I'm thinking if this thing runs at me, I'm gonna give it a good whacking with the vacuum.
A whacking or a sucking?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
One than the other. And so I missed.
Why not both?
Why not both? And so, by the way, I missed on both of them.
I mean, if it's right there.
When the thing ran towards me, I tried to whack it with the vacuum, and I missed. It, like, sidestep dodged, and I wasn't ready for it. I wasn't ready for it to predict my moveset.
So vacuum's that close with a hose attachment.
It doesn't have a hose. It's like a
You're
wireless.
Quite strong.
It's a wireless, like, Dyson.
A dustbuster?
No, it's like a little Dyson.
You got a Dyson?
That's the motion he's making.
Yeah, I got the Dyson. So it's a long stick with the vacuum on the end of it. It's a Dyson. So
you're using the stick to whack it?
Well, I was using the vacuum to whack it.
That's not okay.
We have totally corrupted
that
Amy.
That is not okay. No.
Like two years ago.
Everyone just saw it.
Two years ago, if one of us had said that, Amy would have turned her head and walked out of the studio.
I didn't say anything wrong.
And now she's joining
us. Ringleader.
Now you're joining us, Amy. Welcome aboard.
I don't even understand what you're saying.
Welcome aboard.
I'm not hitting your hand.
Handshake. Let's go.
She's waving his hand.
I know. She's like, get your hand away from me, you dirty person.
So is that what you did?
I attempted to thrust the stick at it, and it didn't work. So I missed it horribly. It dodge rolled
Where's
to the side.
Bell? Oh, okay. There it is.
We're beyond the bell, Rich.
Rich, you got the dumb button, Andy.
We are far beyond the bell.
My cat, who has terrible priorities, decided that she was more upset by the vacuum than the mouse. So once I grabbed the vacuum and started moving it around, she was like, "Whoa, I want no part of this."
Well, that's her predator coming after her.
Yeah. So she took
off. That's her enemy.
She took off back in the basement to go, I guess, find more mice to bring upstairs. We lost sight of this mouse. Now,
what part is Megan, the only one with sense in this house, playing in this debacle?
She's doing all the wrong things, David. She's going to battle with these mice.
Not like you, swinging a vacuum around.
Here's the thing. I was prepared. I'm wearing like clothes. I have shoes on.
Your wife is nude?
I'm ready to go to war with these things, and she's lounging around the house. A mouse ends up, like, this mouse that we're chasing ends up running over her feet, her bare feet, while we're chasing it and trying to get hold of it. She starts screaming and panicking and losing her mind, screaming bloody murder, and I'm like, well, put some shoes on! What are you doing trying to take these things on?
So now she's naked with just shoes on?
Well, she didn't even end up putting shoes on because she's like, well, I'll go put some on now. And I'm like, no, you lost the chance. We need to stay in this room and hunt this thing out.
Man,
we got to smoke this mouse.
I'm just not living my life.
Guess not.
We got to smoke this mouse out of the sunroom because it's running around in here and the cat's no help.
There's an entire movie happening in Andrew's house.
I know. It's a cartoon. It's Tom and Jerry.
This was a tough night. Finally, to calm me down, Miss Screaming Bloody Murder Panic, literally screaming and like thrashing on the ground because a mouse crawled over her feet.
Thrashing.
There's a lot of whacking ants.
You can ask her. That's what she did. And so naked. then she's trying to tell me, like, look, this is really no big deal. Because I'm like freaking out. I'm like so upset that there's a mouse on the first floor somewhere, presumably. And she's like, you know, this is
the
really
first
no
floor.
Deal.
I love it.
I know.
As opposed to the basement where they had
him. Oh, gosh.
Now there's a live mouse on floor one.
It's on my entry level.
It's in the foyer.
That's where I live.
Right next to the...
I live in the foyer.
I live on the first floor. The whole house is the foyer. It's only 800 square feet.
It's a giant.
I only have a foyer.
It was swinging from the chandelier.
It's a hell of an entrance.
I ain't exactly in a manse. I got a foyer, and I got a basement that's full of mice, apparently, as of a week ago.
They're coming for you.
So, you have a Dyson vacuum.
I imagine that Andrew has
priorities.
You are in the wrong headspace, Amy.
What?
You were saying, Chris?
I don't know. I'm envisioning your, I don't know, your basement. Do you have a basement?
Yes, that's where they are. How many times do I have to say downstairs?
Well, you said coal room. I don't know if coal room is a basement. I don't know
Good
what that
Lord.
Is. But I'm envisioning you have one of those Pittsburgh toilets. You know what that is?
Yeah.
No.
It's just a toilet in the,
right
middle,
in the middle of the
room. With no walls, no nothing. Yeah. It's just a toilet.
Yeah.
No.
It's where the the coal miners and the steel workers would come in and get changed.
I don't have a mine in my basement.
I'm picturing like the Titanic. That
there's
there are
a room
down there
shoveling the coal into the furnace.
Yeah. There's a room for
the
coal.
The mice are doing that.
There's a room for coal furnace storage. They are quite
common.
You live
in a coal-powered multi-level foyer.
Yeah. 800 square feet.
With a naked wife and...
And a Dyson vacuum.
And the but cast of Ratatouille.
Yeah. We found her new thing that she's going to fixate on now. That I own a reasonably nice vacuum to clean my home.
It is something, right? He's got a Dyson.
Dysons are expensive.
I'm sorry, you live in a garbage house full of mice. And you clean it?
It was
Dyson.
A very likely story. It's a Dyson.
Do you have a Dyson hairdryer? Because those are also expensive.
No, I have a Conair hairdryer.
Like, look, my house is only 800 square feet. I should be able to find the Fabergé egg.
That was our fight. One of our fights last night was we should be able to find this stupid thing.
Was the car
it's not
with
a big house.
The car with the mouse in it, was that a McLaren?
I don't know. I don't know what you guys
think.
You
could have more than a foyer if you didn't have that McLaren.
I don't know what these two think they're doing. They think they're a lot funnier than they are.
Well, there's your first live endorsement, Dyson.
Yeah.
Listen, I live in an 800-square-foot house, but damn it, I have a Dyson.
However, one drawback, they cannot kill mice.
That's the only downside.
No matter how much you thrust at them.
They're not meant for killing.
From hell's heart, you can stab at thee, and you will not hit. They will dodge roll out of the way.
Okay, stop talking. 125 DGS and KMOX. Not proud of this, but I went down the old Kate Middleton body double rabbit hole last night.
Okay, what'd you figure
out? Did you do it on the TikTok?
What's that?
What'd you figure out? What'd you find out?
I figured out that I would give up a lot of things in my life if that really were a body double. Oh, I'm really invested in it. Like the hairline and the crooked smile. And at first I'm like, who are these people? Next thing you know, I'm an hour and a half in, Googling things. Mole on her face.
So inconclusive?
Inconclusive.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, like the whole Occam's razor, I'm sure she's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm rooting that she's not. I mean, like, I don't want her, like, you know, dead or anything, like, but
Is it like a Bigfoot photo? Like, is it clear or is it like
it's
hazy?
Unclear. No. It's very unclear.
Well, no, it's a video. I mean, the one from yesterday is the one that people are going the craziest
the
on.
The one from the garden center.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. The one where they're shopping at, like, you know, Casey's Market or something.
That's a real Patterson film to me. Like she's kind of walking, like, it's blurry-ish. She's
kind of
walking. Can't really tell from a distance.
Andrew's right, and it's also weird that they don't have any security around them. I mean, it's the Prince and Princess of Wales, and then they walk past these people sitting at a picnic table who don't even look up.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's strange.
It was enough to intrigue me.
You say Occam's razor, she's probably fine, which makes sense, but I almost look at it as, like, Occam's razor, something must be wrong, because if there's so many opportunities for them every second of every day is an opportunity to go, here's a clear photo of her.
Maybe they're just teaching the world a lesson. If it's not true and she's totally fine, they're just letting everyone get over their skis. They're going to come out and be like, you silly people.
Now, Kevin, if this is a big elaborate prank, does that make you like the Royals more?
No. I hate them.
Yeah. Oh, wow. What if they're pranksters?
I mean, fine. Go away.
Hmm.
He hates them so much.
I do.
So much.
It's irrational, but it's real.
133 DGS. This is on to something I earlier saw on TikTok. I'm not sure what psycho thing about me made TikTok think I would enjoy this, but it was a giant anthill about the size of a huge hornet's nest above the ground. So big anthill. And they were killing it, and they drilled holes in it, and they were putting some sort of, like, smoke or gas or something. It's just obliterating the whole thing. But it reminded me of when we had the pet psychic on. Yeah, you remember this?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
of course I do.
And she was super boring. You don't expect that from a pet psychic. And we get to the end, and I'm just sort of like, well, this sucked. And I said, like, well, how'd you find out you could talk to pets? And I start rummaging through my stuff. And she tells a story that she had an ant infestation in her kitchen on the counter, and she's just smacking them, right? Like Andrew with a vacuum and a mouse. And one came forward, stood on its hind legs, put up its hands and screamed, "Stop the massacre." And she said,
come on.
She said it calmer and more straightforward and matter of factly than I just told the story.
Unbelievable.
That's fascinating.
That's that's a great.
Yeah. Stop. I'm like, what
did
save
you that for the end?
Start with that. Stop the massacre.
Stop the massacre.
I'm like, did you? And then she was so offended. Like, she's like, of course. Did you realize?
She's covered in ants while she's saying this. She's being controlled by an ant like Ratatouille.
Tell him not to step on ants anymore.
It's like Joe's apartment, all the cockroaches talking to him. Oh, my God.
We're just talking about Donald Trump and it's crazy what's going on just with the country. But here, a former president is looking down both barrels of $500 million, which he clearly doesn't have because he's filed paperwork to that effect. I don't have it. Can't pay it. This is unfair. And have you seen, like, Fox News is bringing billionaires on and shaming them? Have you seen this?
No.
Yeah.
They're not giving him money?
Yes. Cuban and O'Leary and people like that. And, like, you've got it. Well, hell, doesn't Jared Kushner, didn't he get $2 billion from Saudi Arabia or something? Or is that just liberal talking point. I mean, anyway, people are trying to convince billionaires into giving him the money, and so far no one's doing it. And it's on Drudge for whatever that's worth. I'm not just making it up, but some of his inside people are saying, just do another judo flip. Let Letitia James be dumb enough to take Trump Tower, because that will be the ultimate finger to the eye of MAGA, and that's really going to rally the troops. And I tend to agree with those people. Like, if you're evil and you just, okay, here's what we're looking at, I think that's the move, the martyr move. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, they took Trump Tower.
But what do you think they do about it? What do you think MAGA people do about it? They're already going to vote for him. So
right.
What else?
That's about all they can do unless they cause more trouble. You know, J6 kind of trouble.
Yeah.
Which, I think that you would need a reason to do that. You need a gathering point. I don't think they're just going to go out and start causing J6 trouble.
Right.
You know.
I don't know how I feel about it. I do feel like he should be treated like any other citizen. If he's done something and another business person committed enough fraud that their property was to be seized, why would that be different, or why should it be different for him?
Yeah, it makes me wonder what they did with Madoff and other people like that. You know, what this latest guy with the crazy hair, like, did they do that to them? People, there have been people with multi-million-dollar judgments before, and they took their stuff. So,
right.
And I'm with you. Like, whatever you do for a normal person.
I mean, he makes the case, or he tries to make the case, and it works for some people, that he's being treated differently. And I would make the argument that, yeah, he is. That in a lot of cases, with some of these things he's accused of, he'd probably already be punished 100%. If he were somebody else. Or he would be in jail if he were somebody else.
You know, Michael Moore, did you read his think piece? He did a thing, and you're not going to believe what I think of Donald Trump. And it was, I think he's smarter than us. And he made the point that I've made about the Steven Seagal analogy I use, because his person who Steven Seagal's is his sensei says the key to his success is he never pulls any punches. Like, well, yeah, that helps when other people are pulling punches and you're not. But Michael Moore says when it comes to pure refusal to accept any responsibility, that you'll do anything, you'll screw anybody over, you'll say any group of words to get out of anything, he's the master. And that it shows that if you're willing to do that, look at some of the examples that we have. And I'm clearly conflating Trump and Putin, because I'm talking about them in the same paragraph, but you're smart enough to parse that out. Putin's one of those people that just, he doesn't pull any punches. I'm a dictator, and we're going to make the thinnest veiled the show of an election. But he's supposedly twice or three times as rich as Elon Musk, Putin is, and he is doing whatever he wants to do. We put sanctions in place. They've never been richer because India is buying all of their oil. It just seems that if you're willing to, and I mean really go all the way with doubling and tripling, quadrupling down, you're probably going to be successful.
Yeah, I wouldn't call that being smarter, though. I think he is so profoundly narcissistic, monomaniacal in getting his way and never being wrong, that he's just like forging ahead. He has no other setting. He has no other option. He's just forging ahead. And our Constitution, our country, wasn't made for a leader or potential leader to be so, to have a utter disregard for anything in the Constitution and to be absolutely self-absorbed and narcissistic. And it's like, oh, wow, I guess the weakness is we didn't expect this type of narcissist. Because there's always some type of voluntary compliance that keeps our country running, right? Just like when we shut down during the pandemic. All the businesses shut down. People stayed home. If every single person in the country rose up, the government couldn't quash that. There's voluntary compliance. It's the same thing with the peaceful transfer of power. That's what makes the country so special. That's us understanding that this is what you do to keep a nation free and democratic. It wasn't made for someone with no regard for others or the country or the Constitution.
Isn't this kind of a fatal flaw of every form of government, every dynasty, every country that's come before? They all change and fall at some point because there's a weakness in everything, right? There is no perfect system. And if there is, we haven't found it or implemented it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every single type of leadership has fallen, changed, collapsed on its own, sometimes violently, sometimes economically, but they all have weaknesses.
Yeah.
And it just takes time for people to find out how to exploit it and then be willing to do it.
There's no perfect one, but this is the best one.
I'd say the best so far. Yeah.
Yeah. That we know of.
Doug on line one says that this was a victimless crime. Doug, go right ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, so I think comparing him to Bernie Madoff is just not, it's apples and oranges. There were victims with Bernie Madoff. He stole money from people. In this situation, it was a negotiation for an asset value for a loan. And so they said it's worth $100 million. He said it's worth $200 million. They said, okay, let's do $150 million and we'll give you a $100 million loan. The loans were paid back and the state got their taxes. State and city got their taxes. There's no victim.
Well,
so
to be clear, though,
in the truest sense.
Doug, just to be clear, yeah. I didn't compare him to Bernie Madoff and what he did. I said that I was wondering what they did with Bernie Madoff, how they attached his assets. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Is that when you have a gigantic judgment like that, which is still pretty rare, and you attach on someone's assets, that's the only one I could think of that would be even close to that.
But how are we defining victim? Because there are different degrees of being a victim. I mean,
if you defraud
the state or you defraud another business, it's not an individual victim, but there's still somebody who was wronged or some entity that was wronged.
I mean, otherwise, what would the case be about?
Right.
Well, it's also just disagreeing with the outcome of a case.
Well, yeah.
It's kind of like disagreeing with the O.J. Simpson case, although a bit apples and oranges because civil and criminal.
Right.
But here's the thing. He is getting his due justice. He's in the court system. And unless you believe that the fix is in everywhere with every court and every grand jury and every juror and every grand juror, that you think that it's just truly the conspiracy goes that far, then he's in the court system and he is going to appeal. And if the Court of Appeals agree with Doug and others who believe that way, it'll get sent back down.
It'll get reversed, yeah.
Yeah.
The thing, and boy, Dave, you're just like, when you're talking about if all of those things are rigged, well, if all of those things were, then none of this would even matter.
Agreed.
It would be like Russia's election. It'd be like, if it was that rigged, then you got nothing. Nothing's going to change. You're not going to win. But we all know that that's not true. Because we've seen the evidence over the last, I don't know, every 4 years. Every 4 years, it changes.
Oh, well,
I mean, it changes in the Senate. It changes in the in Congress. It changes in the White House. I mean, it's just...
Now, I will say this. I don't... not for a moment do I think that there aren't people out there who hate Donald Trump.
Oh.
Who are in power.
For sure. Sure.
That it affects the way people deal with him negatively.
Sure.
Just like it affects the way people deal with him positively. I'm not a child. I think that is true.
Of course.
But that is why, as a former member of the bar, I haven't been licensed in decades now, but I used to be a practicing attorney, and while you have bad attorneys, just like you have bad cops, you have bad judges, just like you have bad FBI agents, I think it's rare. And I think in my experience from what I did and what I saw that it usually works. And that's why we have all these layers to it.
That's why you have the appeals and the Supreme Court.
If you go to court and you really, truly get screwed, then the next level is supposed to catch it. And if they don't see it, you have another level you can go to and arguably, technically, you can go all the way to the Supreme Court. And we see that sometimes the Supreme Court goes, yeah, everyone before this has screwed it up.
Yeah.
Now, there's a difference, though, and I don't mean to just get on my soapbox and play Mr. Lawyer, but there's a difference between a factual finding and the law. That, like Doug calling in and saying it was a victimless crime, well, that's an opinion on the facts. And since Alina Habba literally didn't check the box that said she wanted a jury trial, the judge got to make the decision. And the judge made a summary judgment decision, which was, I've seen the evidence, and I am convinced that there's no material issue of fact. I got it. I'm looking at the numbers. I got it. Now, that's pretty rare. It doesn't happen a lot. It never happened in my career. I never won a motion for summary judgment because you're taking away their trial and you're saying decisions made. That was rare. That was kind of weird. But that's what the judge did. And that's why this was such a confusing trial for so many people who aren't lawyers. Because it's like, well, he's not even allowed to argue anything. No, because the trial happened with the swipe of a pen. The judge said, I've looked at everything. There's no material issues of fact. And when I apply the law to the facts, you lose. So you lose. Now let's talk about how much you're going to owe. That was what happened.
Yeah. And obviously it's on appeal.
It's on appeal. And the only way that the Court of Appeals would overturn it would be if there was something legal. And it usually it's about evidence. Hey, you shouldn't have let the evidence of this in that prejudice. And it's usually with a jury.
Right.
Because when it is a bench trial, judges have great discretion. And when you're asking other judges to overturn a judge who had great discretion, that's tough putt, which is why he's freaking out, because chances are great that he's not going to win on appeal, which means eventually he's going to have to pay this $500 million. Hey, you want some nightmare fuel?
Oh, no.
I love it.
You know the daddy long legs?
Yeah.
The seemingly giant spider.
Yeah.
Creepy, super creepy. Yeah. Turns out they have four hidden eyes that only comes out when they're attacked.
Nice. That'd be great.
Right?
That'd be great, wouldn't it? Like if somebody was attacking you and had eyes everywhere, you
Man,
could see everything.
Man, those things freaked me.
Really?
Oh, God. I mean, like, well, they'd freak me now. I'll be honest with you. If there was one clawing across the desk, I wouldn't scream and run, but I mean.
Is it just because of the way they look? Like spindly legs and all that?
I don't like anything spidery.
Okay.
Spindly I'm not legs. That guy.
Okay.
No.
It looks like moles, like skin moles with legs.
Walking moles.
Never thought of that.
That just grosses me out.
They just always make me think of, what was a stupid Tom Cruise movie with the aliens and the tall, walky things?
Oh, War of the Worlds.
Yeah, they look like those guys.
Chris, this the best time to fix your watch, buddy?
I'm sorry, is it bothering you? Because I'm listening to the entire conversation.
It's like Andrew's just been waiting to get wrong.
Can I tell you that the only person who's derailed this conversation is Andrew? Because I was in on it and about to say something
You're
else.
Sniping him from behind, man.
He's like over there looking, leaning.
Him like
why don't you go,
here's my chance.
Why don't you go look up exterminators and fix your damn house before you talk about my watch?
He still hasn't gotten it fixed.
What a dork.
He's still working on it.
What if he's trying to impress
Dave? He's
such a
damn dork. I hate him.
What if he wants to impress Dave because this is Dave's show and he's like, look at this watch.
It's a cool watch. Chris has a good watch.
It doesn't matter. Just a G-Shock.
Yeah, we're both watching cologne guys.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, yeah. We smell great.
Nice watch.
Yeah.
We smell great.
We stand next to each other.
Yeah.
It's irresistible.
Uh-huh. Do you wear cologne, Chris? I feel like I never smell it.
Do you
don't
wear
you,
cologne?
Don't you worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
I smell great.
That ended badly.